I have done the introduction before, but I forgot two things. One is, of course, we will also present privacy-enhancing technology. We are working on a tool. Second, I want to introduce two guys from Fürbot who are also here and brought the tool with them. And these are Padelun and Axel in the first row. You don't want to stand up? Okay. And worked all night through because it's a pre-prototype thing. So just in time. I skip all the other parts of the introduction and I leave you to the Big Brother Awards. The Big Brother Awards had many prominent people who got the award. One of them was Otto Schily. So we don't only nominate companies, but Otto Schily got it for the anti-terrorism law in Germany that he took out of the drawer in the very moment after the 11th of September. And for instance, we had a company like Bayer who are testing the urine for drugs of the people who want to apply for apprenticeship. And we handed, because they did not turn up at the ceremony of the award, we went to the stockholders meeting and we awarded the Big Brother Award there, which was much better. It was not 200 people looking at it, but 2,000. One of the very prominent award winners was a loyalty card. And this was the payback system, partly owned also by the Metro Group. And we pointed out how this data can be used. Usually you think it's quite harmless if a company knows which brand of coffee you buy or which orange juice or whatever. But by pointing out that you can't know today what the data might mean tomorrow or in a few years' time when it's stored, and you don't know who will have access to it in a few years and with what other information it might be merged and who might be interested in it. And this was already quite a success in the press, but we thought telling people don't use loyalty cards, it's bad. Don't take the discount, it's not worth it, don't use it. This is not really sexy to tell people. So we thought we design our own card and give people a tool when they are asked, have you a card, to say yes. And they had their own card, it was the privacy card. We ordered one account with the payback company, and we manufactured first 1,000 and then 2,000 cards of our own with the same number. So in the end, 2,000 people went shopping on the same customer number with payback. And this was quite a success because it was not only really ruining the profile when people were getting petrol in Munich at the same time they were buying Pampers in Berlin or something. But also it gave people back fun in resistance and not just don't consume something but have fun with the card. Many people, because we did not make a design like payback, but we had our own design, so at some cashiers they would ask you, oh, we don't take this card. And then you had to do some social engineering to convince them to take the card. Like say, it's a new one, or it's very special, or just try it, I'm in a hurry. And most things worked. So with the later winner in 2003, the Metro Group with the RFID tags, we thought for a similar tool to give people back the power of acting themselves and not just reacting and finding out something. Should I tell you more about radio frequency identification? Maybe shortly. Radio frequency identification means there's a chip and there's an antenna. And the antenna is there to make the chip being able to read from a distance. You don't even need contact, you don't even need visibility. And this is what it looks like. This is a sample. You see the chip here and the antenna around it. This is needed to pick it up. It doesn't need any power supply. The power comes from the scanner. The scanner sends out a field and scans the chip. And usually there is some more information stored on it than on a barcode. There is not just the information of the barcode, but there's also a unique serial number. And this is the new thing. You don't have just the code of a product, but you have a unique code for each sample of the product. So each Philadelphia cream cheese, each packet, has its own number. And this is the difference to the old system. One of the problems with that is that the chip can be read from a distance, and so it can be done without you knowing it. You can carry something in your pocket. You can have one of the chips in your clothes, integrated in your clothes, and you won't know that it's being read. Metro. So here we have the field test of Metro. It's a store in Rheinberg near Duisburg, and it's called the Future Store. And it was a very big project of Metro. They announced it, and it was opened with model Claudia Schiffer and made a big event out of it. And they have been testing RFID there. Not just in the supply chain, but also on item level, on four products. It's on Philadelphia cream cheese, it's on Pantene shampoo, it's also on Gillette razor blades, and it's on DVDs, CDs, and videos. And here you see the Philadelphia shelf, which is an intelligent shelf. The shelf realizes there's a scanner in there. When you take a package out of it, then it's realized by the shelf, and it's this information is being given back to the control room, so they know when they have to put new Philadelphia cheese in the shelf. Well, after October 2003, when we nominated Metro, there was already a lot of press echo, and they were not quite happy about it. They did not turn up at the award ceremony, of course. By the way, Microsoft did turn up. They sent their privacy officer to the ceremony, and he commented on it. Metro didn't turn up, and after that, they sent us a letter that they don't take it serious, and this is why they don't turn up. After that, in November, we published with International Digital Rights Group, we published a position paper, a position statement on the use of RFID. And this is also online as a PDF. And we sent it to Metro, and we didn't get any comment. Then we did a presentation right here in at the Chaos Computer Club at the end of the year. And in January, we invited Catherine Albrecht from Caspian. This is a consumer organization in the United States. It's called Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. It's another complicated name. Catherine Albrecht was speaking at Public Domain at our series of events, and we told her, when you come to Germany, shouldn't we go and visit the Future Store? And so, yes, of course. So we called Metro and said, we are coming with Catherine Albrecht from Caspian to visit the Future Store. And of course, we can come as customers. But maybe you would like to give us a tour and show us around. And they said, oh, Saturday, very bad. But they came and they gave us a tour and waited three-hour tour of the store. And there you see the guys in charge. They were not very happy. They were really sweating the whole time, and they were very nervous. They were almost in panic. A covered some problems on the tour. One of the amazing ones was the company had been trying to react to all these calls for privacy, and they put a deactivator, a so-called deactivator for RFID chips in the store, and they were very proud about it. It was there only 2 weeks, and they showed us the deactivator, and there you see the result. You see zeros after deactivating. You have to put it, each single product on the deactivator, and then push a button, and then one product is being deactivated. And so it's really a big advantage after passing through very fast in your lane at the cashier, but you have to go to one deactivator afterwards. And then you see also what happens down there. The unique serial number is not touched. This is not deleted. And we discussed it about 10 minutes, and they did not see the problem when we said it's not working. But there were other problems we came across later on. This is one day later on Sunday. We had our public domain, and you see Catherine on stage, and she was talking about the dangers of RFID at some length, and then we showed pictures of our tour of the Metro store. And then one woman in the audience asked, didn't Metro say they also wanted to have RFID chips in the customer card, in the loyalty card? We said they wouldn't dare that. I mean, really, they should have told us, and they wouldn't dare. But we, of course, we got a customer card, so we tried. And it said, bing, and there was a number. And we couldn't believe it. We put all Pantene shampoo from the table, so there was no interference, but actually there is a number, there is an RFID chip in this card. And you see it live. This was when we found out. And Catherine then said, this is huge. I will make it the focus. I will make Germany the focus of my work for the next time. Because Germany is the first country making these field test, and Metro is saying we take the leadership worldwide. So we see that we also have some responsibility for the rest of the world in fighting this kind of system. And to make sure about the RFID chip, on Monday, we gave it to an X-ray specialist, and you can see very clearly that in this customer card, you can't see it from the outside, it's really impossible, there is the chip and the antenna. So on Monday we called the spokesperson and said, hey, we discovered there's an RFID chip in your customer card, what do you say about that? And how do you inform your customers? And he said, oh, I answer later. Later was in the evening at 6, and he sent 9 photos as the answer. And that's one of the photos. And the comment was, we informed the customers at the DVD shelf. There are small papers telling you that there are RFID chips in the customer card. You should know that they gave us a 3-hour tour, but they got us away from the DVD shelf. They never showed us the DVD shelf on the tour. They dragged away Catherine and brought her a DVD to the cashier to show her the RFID tag, but they never went to the shelf with us. So they thought we didn't see it. But we did, but we had no video material, no photo of the professional photographers because they went with Catherine. But then we found we have a snapshot of another member of the club, which is exactly the same angle. And when you compare, you see there are many more papers than here. This is Saturday, and this is Monday. And we still couldn't believe it, and we called again on Tuesday and asked Mr. Van Truchsess, when did you put up these papers? And he said, oh, a long time ago, when all the other papers were stuck to the shelves. And here you see there are 2 different samples of the text, the one on the left-hand side says that there are RFID tags on the products. The paper on the right says for getting the trailers, you need the RFID tag in your customer card. So the left one is old, and the right one is stuck there at the very day. We put this on our website and did a press release, and the press was, interested. And we had a lot of echo. It was in the TV. It was even in Financial Times. And after Financial Times reported about it, it was also in the stock market news to give the reason for the declining stock market rates of Metro. After that, we designed a new logo. And we decided we have to do more things about it, because one bad thing about this is RFID technology is something that is not transparent. You can't see as a citizen what is happening, so you need trust in some way. Metro did the very thing you shouldn't do. They lied several times, so it's definitely a company you can't trust in that respect. And stop means not stop the technology completely, but it's just the same as in the traffic. It's a dangerous issue coming up, so look left and right and see what is happening, and then maybe you can move on. So we are not against this technology, but we want privacy and civil rights issued to be recognized. And we organized a demonstration, a real-life demonstration for privacy in Rheinberg, which is a very small place near Duisburg, and it was in deep snow. You couldn't reach it by the motorway, you had to go by train, and still it was very successful, because 2 days before the demonstration, Metro sent us a fax, they take back the card. They got so much into horror because not only Fürbot announced the demonstration, but also Attac joined in, and Grüne Jugend, and the Deutsche Vereinigung für Datenschutz, a privacy organization in Germany, and Direkte Aktion. So they thought there might be hundreds and hundreds of people coming to them. And so they tried to take out the energy out of it, and they announced they take back the card and exchange it for just regular cards of plastic. This photo got also in the news. We made a new press release, and we had some more press echo. It was also on BBC World, and Japanese TV actually sent someone to do an interview, so I think the issue is really going around worldwide. We had articles in South Africa, in Croatia, and wherever, in Spain, and I think the issue of RFID was so established from a critical point before the industry could establish this topic from their side of view. The slide I don't have here is when you type in RFID and just for German pages on Google, Fürbot was the first hit. Metro is definitely not very happy about that. We got recognition of the work also from other sites. It's the Bridge Foundation. Bridge means civil rights in a digital society. And we projected something called the Data Privatizer. We want to develop a tool with which citizens can detect RFID tags, hidden RFID tags, and also a tool with which they can detect hidden scanners, because scanners can be hid in the floor, they can be hidden in just furniture and different places where you wouldn't expect them. And with this tool, you can find out where is what. And Stiftung Bridge liked the idea, and we got 15,000 euro for the development of this privacy-enhancing technology. And this was what we think it might look like in the end. And Paloon has the version we have now here, the pre-prototype, and we will show it later on. We want to do also a workshop for all people who want to try out to scan things, maybe who bring their, who have brought their own customer cards or access cards for their companies. We can offer to scan things and look what it looks like, see what it looks like. The prototype is what a prototype is. It does not work in all respects, but you can see what it will be like. I think that's all for the moment. Thank you very much.